You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 892. And I had a few pieces for the 4th of July, and it's no longer the 4th of July, but it's still July. We'll hear William Price, Let Freedom Ring, and Trevor Wishart, American Triptych. The first one was from a CDR that Dr. Price sent to me many years ago. The second, Trevor Wishart, American Triptych, comes from his CD Voice Prints, which was released on the Electronic Music Foundation in the year 2000. And features samples of Martin Luther King, Neil Armstrong, and Elvis Presley, 20th century American icons all. And William Price comes from the University of Alabama, Birmingham, and we'll hear his piece, Let Freedom Ring, electroacoustic music, computer music created at the electroacoustic music studios at Louisiana State University. And coming up later in the hour, we'll have a couple of Western-themed pieces, Alan Strange's Heroes 4, The Boys, and Mark Tremblay's Cowboy Fiction. First, William Price. This is Let Freedom Ring. This is Martian Gardens, episode 892. The Martian Gardens blog for complete and detailed playlist is martiangardens.blog. We'll be right back.
Let free!
Thank you.
eagle has landed.
You're listening to Martian Gardens. We have a belated nod to Independence Day on Martian Gardens. We just heard Trevor Wishart. That was American Triptych from the CD Voice Prints, released on the Electronic Music Foundation in 2000, featuring the voices of Martin Luther King, Neil Armstrong, and Elvis Presley. music realized at Groupe de Recherche Musicale in Paris on January 8th, 2000. Electroacoustic music composed in 1999 by British composer Trevor Wishart. Before Trevor Wishart, we heard from William Price of the University of Alabama, Birmingham, and that was called Let Freedom Ring. And mind you, at the beginning of Trevor Wishart's piece, you hear Martin Luther King with an electronically filtered voice saying, Let Freedom Ring. But there are no vocal samples in Price's piece, Let Freedom Ring, just patriotic music. Electroacoustic works by William Price, sent to me on CDR in 2004, way back then. And that was created at the Electroacoustic Music Studios at Louisiana State University. We will hear quasi-patriotic music from Alan Strange and Mark Trombley in the next set. The West and cowboy culture and ranch and bucolic culture have been designated by our own American pop culture as a quintessentially American, so it's appropriate for this belated tribute to the 4th of July. We'll hear Alan Strange, Heroes Number 4, The Boys. This was sent to me by Dr. Strange in 2004 from his permanent press label that he started after he retired from the University of California, San Jose, and moved to Bainbridge Island with his wife, the violinist Pat Strange, in 2002, the same year this was composed. I was really hoping that the wonderful Dr. Alan Strange would have a very fruitful retirement for many years. Unfortunately, he passed away of stomach cancer in 2008, and was very sad about that when it happened. But this is a very humorous piece, Heroes 4. That's Roman numeral 4, semicolon, The Boys. Music for digital media. And from the French-Canadian composer Marc Tremblay, we'll hear Cowboy Fiction from his CD Bruit Graffiti on the Empreinte Digitale label from 1998. Electroacoustic music composed at the IMEB studios in November of 1998 and premiered at the IMEB Synthé Festival June 2nd, 1999. That will be coming up after this 8-minute piece, Alan Strange, Heroes for the Boys. This is Martian Gardens, and the Martian Gardens blog is for complete playlists. And detailed information is martiangardens.blog. My name is Max, happy to be with you presenting this program of experimental and electronic music and contemporary classical music every week. Here we go with Alan Strange, Heroes 4, The Boys.
Okay, Jody, you get on board.
I'll bring the Luther J bass for the machine.
Come in, Tom, and give us a lowdown on it.
Brother Gene Cronover.
Oh, brother, I'll check them out.
Where are you, Bobby?
Gasaway!
Linda Johnson, piano.
All piano.
Johnny Gamble. Well, here comes Johnny Gamble, that little mandolin.
Mr. Piano Man, let's play.
Keith Coleman.
Well, here's that boy.
Tiny.
Look. Gasaway!
Well, here's that boy.
You know, this is really a pleasure to be here working in front of all these wonderful folks in a beautiful place and just a lovely spot.
Yeah.
Very few people like it, but
you know, this is really.
Boy, I'm gonna take that fiddle home with me for supper next time. That hand's a little stiff.
That's going Indian, right, Bob?
That's right.
Yes, sir. We got a good crowd, wonderful crowd.
Every seat's filled.
Big Boss.
That's great.
Yes, yes.
Well, we got a little old tune in mind here. I hope we can get through. It's called
Big Boss.
Very few people like it.
Yes, yes.
Big Boss.
That's great.
You know, this is really a pleasure to be here.
I can remember when I was a little bitty boy, I used to say to myself,
now what are you up to?
Suey.
Sounds mighty good.
Suey.
Yes, yes.
Suey. Yes, yes.
You said that once. Why?
Uh-oh, yeah.
Now what are you up to?
The Texas Playboys are on the air.
Oh,
Oh, good night.
Au-delà des monts les plus hauts, dans les profondeurs de la Terre,
il projette une vaste opération.
City town, or stay?
Speak pretty good American. Or a Comanche. Someone teach you?
City town, or stay?
I love you, baby.
Yankee dollars.
Dollars.
You speak good.
I speak pretty good American. Or a Comanche. Someone teach you?
Yo, AJ.
Snam a Comanche.
You speak good Comanche. Someone teach you?
Emilio Javier Fernandez.
Shut up!
Pretty good American.
Someone teach you?
No. Yumbo Vargas Carlos.
The laugh cash.
Hey, it's an laugh.
Pretty good America.
Cash.
Cash.
Yo,
RJ. Cash.
Yo, RJ. Get it on, or stay.
Thank you.
How about that? Mark Trombley from Quebec. And that was a piece called Cowboy Fiction from 1998, released on his Empreinte Digitale CD, Bruit Graffiti. Mark Trombley, born in Quebec, 1960. Before that, the late Alan Strange and his piece Heroes 4, The Boys, from a CDR that he sent me in 2004, music recorded at Bainbridge Island, where his post-retirement studio was set up, and that was recorded in 2002, Alan Strange, Heroes 4, The Boys, and then Mark Trombley, Cowboy Fiction. We'll hear next, going out of the West and back to the big city, the sound installation artist, Connie Beckley, who notably worked on the premiere of Philip Glass's Einstein on the Beach, and has been a teacher and a sound installation artist and so forth since the 70s in New York City. We'll hear from her sound installation, The Aquarium, Sonic Meditations of Life in the City. And this has sort of a Laurie Anderson feel to it. And we'll start with the first selection, Dream Sequence, and then we'll hear A Fish Against the Flow. This was released on CRI in 1997. Connie Beckley, Selections from The Aquarium.
Thank you. Lexington Avenue line, Grand Central, 8:45 a.m.
Her wig and become a fish against the flow.
Or to make my passage.